Senator Obama has been in the news for his new book and for his announcement that he's considering a run for president in 2008. Critics say he hasn't developed much of a record in Congress, but Governor Jim Doyle says the Illinois lawmaker is good on the issues.
His focus on just basic middle-class issues in this country, and that's what we've run our campaign on, and so I'm really looking forward to him being here, and I think there's going to be a lot of enthusiasm around it.
Doyle says he's not taking special steps to reach out just to African-American voters, but to all voters. That's even though the governor toured some African-American barber shops last week and is scheduled to campaign with former President Bill Clinton in Milwaukee on Friday. Black turnout in next week's election is not expected to be what it is during presidential election years. But if traditional Democratic voters like Milwaukee's African-American community do turn out in sizable numbers, it could mean a lot for Doyle's chances against Republican challenger Mark Green. But Doyle has not won the solid backing of the chairman of Milwaukee's African-American Chamber of Commerce. Dester Martin says black business leaders are comfortable with Doyle, but want more access.
I would like to talk about business development, and also I would like to encourage the governor to talk to more of the business people and hopefully kind of hear what we have to say, because we are the ones that's out on the front line, you know, that's trying to keep our businesses going.
Martin says Doyle needs to do more than appoint African Americans to his cabinet. The governor says he's willing to do more for black-owned businesses.
But of course we need to keep working at this. I mean, anybody who says that all of the problems are taken care of is just not living in the real world. So we need to continue to be making sure that we're growing and working and building a strong urban economy.
Doyle says his administration has made sure African Americans are getting a sizable chunk of the work rebuilding the Marquette Interchange in downtown Milwaukee. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.